It was Sunday morning. Jesse and Jen were in Raleigh, sitting at the counter of the Agawam Diner, eating ham and scrambled eggs and home fries and toast. Do you know what happened to the ones that got away? Not exactly. A big powerboat washed up on the beach north of Port City a couple of days ago. There was a dead man in it. A guy named Fred Costa had a record. How did he die? Jen said. The diner was warm with the smell of coffee and bacon. Outside the diner, along old Route 1, the trees were just beginning to turn. Bullet in the head. You think he was involved? Maybe. And the Indian one? Wilson Cromartie. No sign. And all that money? Gone. Still, you got three of them. Actually, I got one of them. They had already killed two of their own. And you saved the hostages. Sort of. What do you mean, sort of? Jesse nodded at the thick woman behind the counter, and she poured more coffee into his cup. He added some cream, looked at it as it spiraled slowly into the coffee. He added two spoonfuls of sugar and stirred it, watching the color change. Then he took a sip. Well, he said, Marcy Campbell told me that Cromartie let the women go.
Really?
Yeah. He said he wasn't hiding behind women. If he'd held them and stayed put, I'd have been fucked.
You think he was that gallant?
Gallant, Jesse said. Nice word. I don't know, maybe he just wanted all the money.
He could still have taken them as hostages to protect himself until he got away.
True. On the other hand, he might have figured he could move better traveling lighter.
I think he was gallant.
If Fred Costa was the guy driving the boat, he gallantly shot him in the back of the head.
You don't know that he was.
No. Maybe we will. Fred was from Mattapoisett. State cops are down there asking around, see if we can turn up anything. A connection to Macklin or Cromartie or either of the two dead guys.
You've ID'd them, the other two men.
Jesse smiled. A cop's wife, she fell into the jargon easily. And what sounded natural in the station sounded strange from her lips. Yeah, they've both done time. One's from Baltimore, one's from Atlanta.
Well, I hope the Indian man gets away, Jen said.
Even though he seems to have abandoned his partner to me, and may have shot some guy to death on his boat, and who knows who did the two guys on the island.
Yes.
Because he was gallant about the women hostages?
Well, he was.
Jesse smiled at her. Okay, Jesse said. And if I ever catch him, I'll tell him you said so.
I hope you don't catch him. Is that Hopkins bitch still after you?
Probably, Jesse said. But she's laying low at the moment.
Be kind of hard to say you weren't doing your job right, with all the papers in the state calling you a hero.
She'll wait, Jesse said. I don't think she'll go away.
She can't be happy you let me go.
No.
You let another woman go too, Jen said. Molly told me.
She's supposed to keep her mouth shut, Jesse said.
It's okay to tell me, Jen said.
You're special?
I certainly am.
You certainly are. Jen was quiet while she sipped some coffee. Jesse ate some eggs. How you and Short Stuff doing, Jesse said.
Tony?
Yeah, he fall off his cowboy boots yet?
Oh, Tony's a news anchor, Jesse.
So?
So he's frivolous.
How about policemen? Are they frivolous?
No, Jen said.
Jesse bit the end off a triangle of toast. So are you being frivolous with Tony these days?
I guess that isn't really your business, is it?
Jesse felt the lump that was always there thicken again inside him. No, he said. I guess it isn't. Jen patted his forearm.
I understand it's hard not to ask. But sometimes the only way to keep something is to let it go.
Divorce isn't letting go enough?
Maybe not.
Well, isn't that swell?
Jesse, I'm not saying that this is the way it ought to be, but it is the way it is. I'm trying too.
I know, Jesse said. They were quiet while the counterwoman cleared their plates. Jen spent the time looking in his face.
I'm very proud of you, Jen said when the plates were cleared.
Yeah, I did all right.
You did. And I'm proud of you for the way you're handling your drinking. And I'm proud of the way you let that woman go. And I'm proud of the way you're staying steady on us. I know how hard it is.
Like a rock, Jesse said wryly.
And I love you.
I love you too, Jen. You know that.
What was it that baseball person said about being over?
Yogi Berra. It's not over till it's over.
Well, he's right, Jen said.
Jesse nodded. Jen put her hand on top of his. Jesse felt slightly short of breath. He inhaled deeply. What I need now, he thought, is a drink.